Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking the year end. Who was the best boxer of 2013? Was it Floyd Mayweather, the guaranteed cinch in a lot of people's minds? Well, not in my mind. You might be surprised about that, but I don't think Floyd Mayweather was the fighter of the year. Yes, he generated a lot of money. Yes, he generated a lot of attention, but did he generate a lot of excitement? I don't know. I mean, if he was a porno movie, he'd probably get about like a 5 or a 6 as far as excitement is concerned. Straight up, Floyd Mayweather, not the fighter of the year, but we'll bring in about 25 minutes past the hour. Kevin Perry, I think he thinks that Floyd Mayweather deserves to be Fighter of the Year. So lots of things to talk about that. Of course, we'll talk about the ending of Adrian Broner's WBA welterweight reign last Saturday night when Marcos Medina just beat him like a man. Like I haven't seen a whooping like that in a long, long time. I mean, we're talking consistently. Although Broner fought back hard, you know, as much as he could. The bottom line is Medina was much like Roberto Duran in that first Sugar Ray Leonard fight. Back in 1980, he would not be denied. Speaking of the Leonard Duran fight, the brawl in Montreal, there's a feature story on it. Maybe the greatest non-heavyweight fight ever at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Get this, the brand new iHeartRadio Network, and of course, the American Forces Network.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
I want to buy these boots. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Kate, your discount double check saved you about $150. Enough to get them.
Hey, what about me? I don't have State Farm, but insurance give me money.
Fiddly-doo, there's no gold for you.
Ooh, good luck with the leprechaun.
Really?
Kiss me.
Gross.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com to help with unexpected savings. That's getting to a better state.
Not all water is created equal. Alchemy Water's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who enjoy Alchemy Water. And Alchemy is currently having a holiday special. Buy 2 cases, get 1 free, shipping included. Visit alkamewater.com for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, the sounds of the Big Valley. Man, Lee Majors, the $6 million man, was like a $6 million boy back then. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking boxing. I want to welcome everybody listening on TuneIn.com, iTunes.com, of course, the American Forces Network. We've got all these internet platforms. We'll go through a few of them. SportsByline.com, RingTalk.com. Of course, we've got the iHeartRadio. We've got the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. We've got about 25 million cable homes there. So we're all over the place. But I want to say hello to my buddy George, living just outside of Atlanta, GA, listening tonight on 3WE. And I want to wish him a very, very happy holiday. And I want to wish everybody a happy holiday, whether it be Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or any holiday, you know, Christmas, you name it. Happy holidays. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll deal with the Adrian Broner thing for a second, okay? I think he's done. I think when you take a licking like that, of course, I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again, but when you take a licking like that, you're not an elite welterweight, because I really don't think that Marcos Medina is like the second coming of Roberto Duran. I just don't think so, okay? 35-3, 31 KOs. Broner lost a wide points decision. I didn't think he won but a couple of rounds, but they gave him a couple of rounds here and there, and he's 27-1, 22 KOs. He refused to, you know, I mean, he said all these things on Twitter. I mean, all these vile, and, you know me. It takes a lot to, like, make me go, but, you know, having sex on Twitter and, you know, YouTube and things like that and eating all those Snicker bars in between fights, it just showed me that he wasn't the athlete that I think a lot of people thought he was going to turn out to be. Now, back to the Marcos Medina fight with Alex Ariza in the corner, for Alex Ariza of Manny Pacquiao fame and then Brandon Rios fame. And, of course, Brandon Rios testing positive for some prohibited substance, a stimulant and or a weight-cutting agent a couple of weeks ago when he fought Manny Pacquiao in Macau. Okay, well, now it looks to me like Ariza's given Medina some smelling salts in between rounds here. I mean, I've got the video at ringtalk.com. You can check it out yourself, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. But you be the judge. Is he putting something in that gauze? He says he's putting sterile gauze up to the guy's nose. Well, the guy's nose is not bleeding. Why would you put any gauze up there at all? Why would you put anything near his nose if it wasn't bleeding, if it wasn't bothering him? I don't know. But anyway, a lot of speculation on that. I think the Texas State Athletic Commission has actually launched an investigation. Yes, believe it or not, the first investigation since the Warren Commission and the assassination of President Kennedy in 1963. This is the first investigation to ever come out of the state of Texas, I mean, regarding anything remotely boxing. I mean, they just seem to look the other way all the time. But, of course, with Marcos Medina exercising the box, he's gotten rid of Broner for us. I really think Broner's gone. I mean, I think Broner should go back to lightweight. Somehow he held the WBC lightweight title while he was the WBA welterweight champion. I wonder what the heck was going on there. I mean, good Lord, what was going on there? And, of course, Paulie Malignaggi, who lost a close decision to Adrian Broner, he says he's been totally exposed. He thinks the young man's been totally exposed and that he'll never, ever be able to come back. Well, let's see what happens on that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I want to say hello to the folks that listen on K-Ship in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, 1400 AM. And, man, I spent so many years in that place, Sin City. People say to me, hey, when's the last time you've been to Vegas? Well, I haven't been there in a little while. But, I mean, when you commute there every weekend for 5 years and then you live there for a period of time, months at a time, Vegas can wear on you. I'm wishing Kevin Perry, our guest at about 25 minutes past the hour, of course, the writer and webmaster of RinkTalk.com, I wish him the very best of luck. But I'm telling you, as far as good luck in Las Vegas. You get tired of it real, 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 real fast. Well, here we are towards the end of 2013. Not a whole lot of boxing happening. I'll tell you some of the fights that are going on in the UK in a few minutes. But the bottom line is most of the boxing in the United States is over with. And people say to me, why does boxing end so early? And, you know, why isn't there boxing in July? And why? Well, boxing's starting to buck the trend now as far as, like, putting on boxing events around big sporting events and around hot Christmas holidays and things like that. And I think it's a good idea. And I know they're doing it across the pond. They should do it more here. I mean, I remember when there were big wrestling cards on Thanksgiving and big fight cards. You know, I mean, this is – somehow you can tie the holidays in together with a sporting event. You can't. It doesn't have to be just at home watching on TV. I mean, you can generate a live audience and, of course, a television audience at home. And speaking of television audience at home, Floyd Mayweather made so much money, you can back about 16 armored cars up to his house after that last fight with Canelo Alvarez. Seriously, I mean, he made a lot of money. People don't even know. They can't even estimate. Somebody said $40 million. Somebody said $60 million. Then somebody rolled their eyes at $60 million. I said, what do you mean? Is that too low? He goes, oh, it might be. I go, is that too high? He goes, oh, it might be too low. So he's made himself a fortune. But is he fighter of the year? 46-0, okay? Hasn't lost but a couple of rounds in his life. He's only been hurt, I think, twice. I mean, what do you think about that? Is he really 36 years old now? I mean, he's coming down to the end, and I expect him to retire at 50-0, retire, and that's it. I think that's the goal that he's shooting for, to retire at 50-0. I mean, he's got enough money. He's got more money than 15 generations of Mayweathers could probably spend, and they spend a lot of money. But I think that's how much money he does have in the bank. So money's not an option. And I think this thing now is all about this 50-0 thing to sort of, you know, Marciano retired at 49-0. I know everybody seems to want to go to 50-0 and then sort of say, well, you know, Rocky retired at 49-0 because Larry Holmes is trying to tie Rocky Marciano's record when he lost that decision to Michael Spinks. Okay, Paul Spadafora a few weeks ago, the Pittsburgh kid, the former lightweight champion, coming out of retirement, trying to get that 49th win against no losses. That didn't happen. Somehow there's this, when you're 48-0, you know, the odds are against you going 49-0. They just are. I mean, The Rock was a special guy. I don't think he was a great heavyweight by today's standards. I mean, I think he's crude. He hit hard, and he was small. You know, and I'm no offense to him whatsoever, but I don't think he could compete against today's heavyweights. I mean, as big as they are, guys like Larry Holmes, and I don't even think he could compete with guys like Larry Holmes, and who I consider the best heavyweight ever. I mean, that jab and his ability to adapt to different styles, I think Holmes was the best. And I used to watch Holmes pull his punches, and he admitted so on this show a few months back, when we talked about him sparring with Muhammad Ali. He used to pull his punches because he knew. He said Ali was bringing he was bringing the check. So I'm not going to, you know, hurt him. But he hit him a lot. I watched the sparring tapes from Deer Lake, Pennsylvania, and I'm telling you, Larry Holmes lit Muhammad Ali up like the White House Christmas tree. So Fighter of the Year. We'll talk about that after the break, who I think Fighter of the Year is, Fight of the Year, and, of course, some of the ridiculous stuff I think that that Kevin Perry should go into is that the fact he wrote a story this morning about, you know, one guy at ESPN. Now, listen to this. Remember Mago Abdusalamov? Remember him, Magomed? He got really hurt about a month ago in a fight with Mike Perez. I mean, he was critically hurt, and, I mean, he went into, like, 3 or 4 comas and self-induced comas and all that kind of good stuff. Well, they took a chunk of his brain. It took a chunk of his skull out of his head 24 hours into this process, or less than 24 hours into this process, after the fight with Mike Perez. And the reason why they did this is to relieve the pressure and the swelling in the bleeding of the brain. Okay. So earlier this week, ESPN.com writer Michael Woods, who gets paid to do this stuff, folks, wrote a story with the headline, get this, Magomed's career is over. Really? Like the sun's not going to come up tomorrow morning? What a buffoon. How can you say that? Did this guy do any research at all? Did he look at the fact that, you know, the man had a broken jaw, a broken hand, a broken orbital bone? I mean, he went into a coma on his own, then they put him into a self-induced coma, then they pulled him out, then they put him back in, and they put him in, and he had a stroke. I mean, he had 2 strokes. I mean, he's not going to fight again? Really? Jeez, man, and they pay you to do that stuff? They pay you and Dan Raphael at ESPN.com to spoo boxing, stuff like that? And I mean spoo because that's nothing but a bunch of crap. I mean, you should be arrested for impersonating a boxing writer coming up with a line like that. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we're here Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We split the hour between boxing and mixed martial arts. And then on Sunday, we go at 11 a.m. Pacific time with 2 hours of boxing, 2 hours of ring talk. The first hour about boxing, the second hour about MMA. Of course, MMA last week, big time UFC on Fox 9, the California kid, Uriah Faber. He was second round submission man. Uriah's my man. Uriah's in Mexico right now. And his cell phone's not picking up because he's in Mexico. All right, have him on the phone, believe me. He is the best. Love him as a guest. Congrats, Uriah Faber. We'll talk about the USC stuff a little bit later in the show. Next up, I'm going to grill Kevin Perry on Fighter of the Year and stuff like that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. We are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
The American boxer, Clay, here, certainly in control of the bout at the moment, but he does have his bad moments as Cooper comes in with that left hand. Oh, he's only just out of range with this one, just over the top of Clay's crinkly hair. Just seconds left of this fourth round, and it's Clay poking out one, two left hands, and then getting a good left hand from Cooper in return. A very solid one there by Cooper into Clay's face. Now, Clay tries to come back the left hook, and Clay is down! Cooper has downed him! Oh, a beautiful punch there! And as the bell goes, Clay had just been dropped by a beautiful punch from Cooper.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
And I shower them with millions of dollars in gifts. What a good dad. He's all right. He's got a little bit of an attitude, but I guess if you were in Floyd Mayweather's position, you'd be a bit pompous as well, because you are a professional boxer. You're supposed to be the best pound for pound in the world, or said to be the best pound for pound in the world. So I guess you got to have some attitude to live up to that. So the bottom line is, Floyd Mayweather undefeated still, of course, coming off the two wins this year. And we'll talk with the first win with Robert Guerrero, second one, of course, over Saul Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez. But those were Floyd's two fights of the year. And we'll bring in Kevin Perry for a minute. Kevin, before we get to the fights, were you surprised that the case against Top Rank brought by Yuri Boy Campos is going to be heard by the U.S. Court of Appeals? Were you surprised it wasn't picked up by any of the news agencies, even though it's been out there now for about a month and a half?
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I don't think most of the websites and websites like ESPN, who should be covering that type of stuff, I don't think they really care, and I don't think it's in the best interest of the writers there. I mean, they're really there to be a mouthpiece for the promoters and rewrite their press releases and that type of stuff. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
It didn't shock you at all to find out there's a tape of people watching fixed fights in the Top Rank office?
That somewhat surprised me that somebody actually could get some evidence on that occurring. So, yeah, that did definitely surprise me.
Well, the tape is locked away in my attorney's safe. I just put it to you like that. Of course, the case is going to go February 14th, Valentine's Day, will be the Saints Valentine's Day Massacre for Top Rank, Bob Arum and them. Of course, what they did was they ruined Yuri Boy Campos. They took money from him. There's contract and bout agreements where you can see there's been figures erased and figures put in that were lower than the original figures, and zeros were taken off. And then there was a fact that one furniture company got over $200,000 for one of his fights in Tijuana, where he only got $70,000. So, I mean, it's just pretty. And of course, there was the documents on Top Rank letterhead by Todd DeBuff, where he said, you know, he tells Fernando Beltran, I can do this tax free. We can fight. We can cheat. You know, we can essentially cheat the government out of any taxes and do this with Yuri Boy Campos. This is the best deal I can do tax free. But it's went nowhere. The U.S. Justice Department, of course, they had like 19 sealed indictments for Operation Matchbox. And they were told by the then Attorney General, I think, John Ashcroft, to dump it. Dump it, no more. It wasn't going anywhere. So, you know, the Operation Matchbox and Top Rank never came to fruition in Las Vegas. But there is, how can I put this, the aftermath. And the aftermath was them going after Yuri Boy Campos. Not only did they go, did Peter McKinn, the Phoenix promoter representing Top Rank, go after Yuri Boy Campos, he gave him a check. And this is what this all really started on. He bounced a $3,000 or $5,000 check on the kid, and he never got it collected. So his trainer, Joe Diaz, pitched a giant gripe and, you know, ended up taking him to court and all this kind of stuff. All the while, the Athletic Commission wasn't doing nothing about it. John Montana, who ran the Athletic Commission. So anyway, in the meantime, Peter McKinn comes up with a receipt for these several thousand dollars. It said it was signed by Joe Diaz. So he gives this to the Athletic Commission, and they say, well, guess what? We're suspending Joe Diaz. We took his license away. And they took his license away for 5 years. This man was like 66, 67 years old. An eternity for a man training fighters. They made him shut down his gym. He couldn't pay his rent. He couldn't train fighters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the bottom line is they ruined him. And they went out to ruin him, and they went out to ruin him purposely. They took his license away with fraudulent documents. Now that the documents have been proven by Arizona state authorities and handwriting experts to boot that were fraudulent, McKinn had to appear in court and admit that he forged these signatures. So what I'm trying to say is they've dragged this out as long as they can. On February 14th, Yuri Boy Campos, hopefully with the representation of the great Edward Moriarty, he of Supreme Court fame, okay? Hopefully Edward Moriarty can crack this case for Yuri Boy Campos, because he's been abused. Joe Diaz has been abused. There have been other people in this case that have been ruined, been blackballed, et cetera, myself included. So the bottom line is I am looking for some type of justice come February the 14th. Now that I've gone into that long rant, sorry about that, Kevin. Kevin Perry is our guest on ringtalk.com. I just had to let that go, Kev.
You could have kept going. It was entertaining to listen to, and I really hope these guys stick it to them, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Fighter of the year, you say Floyd Mayweather 46-0. I say Danny Garcia 26-0. Why Mayweather over Garcia?
I'm trying to think who Danny Garcia. He beat
Lucas.
Zab, he beat Lucas Matisse.
Yeah,
and he beat Zab Judah. Zab Judah. His last performance wasn't all that great, so okay. That kind of makes his victory not look so impressive. And Judah's been done for a while.
Okay.
Matisse, that was a good win, but it was a close victory. I mean, it wasn't really a dominant win in the sense where he wiped them out. I mean, it was a tough fight, but Mattiti's a pretty tough guy.
Yeah, I thought, listen, I picked
Mattiti. At the same time, just let me bring something up. Lucas Mattiti's lost to the two best opponents that he had fought before then. I know they were controversial, but they were close fights. He lost to Devin Alexander, and he also lost to Zabtuta. So in hindsight, the victories don't appear as impressive. But actually, last year, I think you could have made a better case for Danny Garcia the previous year. But he definitely had a good year, and he's a fighter that's definitely on the rise.
Okay. And there's good fights at 140. Danny says he's willing to take on Ruslan Provodnikov because Provodnikov is the real deal. 23-2, 16 KOs. I think he's got a portion of the 140-pound title. I think the WBO belt. And, of course, Garcia's got a couple other belts and the ring belt. So they want to fight each other. And, you know, I'll say one thing. Danny's not shy. Danny's not afraid to fight anybody.
No, he's not. And I think part of the reason is he's gained so much experience fighting a variety of styles. I mean, Zabtuta and Lucas Mattiti, I mean, there couldn't be two fighters that are complete opposites as those guys. So to beat both of those guys and do it pretty decisively is a big accomplishment. I mean, it shows that the variety of his game, his skills. He's not a one-dimensional fighter. He appears ordinary on the surface. But one thing I think people forget about Garcia, I mean, he had a very extensive amateur career. I think he was a national Golden Gloves champion. So, I mean, he's a very accomplished fighter in the amateurs. He's really surprised me as a pro because I remember seeing some of his earlier fights. I remember he fought Ashley Theopane, who's a pretty good journeyman fighter, and he really struggled to beat him. So he's come a long way, and I think he's going to get a lot better. And him and Provodnikov, I mean, that would be one hell of a fight to watch.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao, 55-5, a couple of draws, 38 wax. Comeback win over Brandon Rios. He pitched a shutout. Almost, in my mind, I didn't see. Couldn't give Rios any rounds. Kevin Perry, does that merit him comeback of the year? Seeing he was flattened in sleep like 365 days prior.
Not really. I mean, I don't think you can get comeback of the year based on one fight, especially against the guy in Rios who lost his previous bout. So, I think that's something people overlook. And Rios is like a tailor-made opponent for the way Pacquiao fights. I mean, he comes right at you. He doesn't move side to side. I mean, he moves in a straight line, so you can kind of pick him off really easily. So I think maybe Marcos Maidana possibly, because I think last year he lost that horrible fight to Devin Alexander, and he's had, I think, two or three big wins this year. I mean, that win against Broner was a pretty good upset, and it was a pretty dominant victory for him. Also, Johnny Gonzalez, that knockout of Abner Mares. Wow.
Yep.
So, I mean,
first
you
round.
Put him definitely in the conversation also.
Okay. Fight of the year, though, Floyd Mayweather, 45-0, 26 KOs. What can Floyd do that he hasn't done already?
He could fight Sergio Martinez.
I think
that's a fight that would be good for him, a very winnable fight. I'd keep him away from Triple G, Gennady Golovkin. I'd keep him very far away from him.
Would you keep him on another continent that far apart?
I'd keep him on another planet.
We're talking about Gennady Golovkin, folks. Who is he, 27-0, 28-0, 25-KO, something like that?
Yeah, and I'd also keep Floyd Mayweather away from good boxers. Somebody like Arislandi Lara, I think, would give him tons of problems because he wouldn't be standing right in front of him. He's got a longer reach. Southpaw, good boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Mayweather wouldn't just be able to see, the problem I have with Mayweather is, and I think this gets overlooked, even though he looked great this year against the opponents that he was fighting, he normally fights fighters that are kind of slow, that basically are going to either not throw a lot of punches like Alvarez, or they're just going to move in a straightforward line and get picked apart. So he hasn't really faced any decent boxers. And when he did, the last time he probably faced a guy with decent speed and who was a pretty decent boxer, and Shane Mosley, he almost got knocked out, but Mosley was old, so he couldn't pull the trigger. So that's kind of the thing I got to say about Floyd. He's really selective in his opposition. And I think this fight with Pacquiao, it really needs to happen. I've been reading some, watching some videos on him and how he's saying Pacquiao's not in his league and he doesn't deserve a fight. But, I mean, really, when you look at it, I mean, did Robert Guerrero deserve a shot at Mayweather?
You got a great point there, Kevin. You got a fantastic point. I wish you the best. Happy holidays. We will talk soon, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we are live on the iHeart Radio Network, the Sports Byline Radio Network, the American Forces Network, and TuneIn.com.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Mm-hmm, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. UFC on Fox 9, December 14th, live from the Sweet Train Pavilion, or the house that Uriah built, Uriah Faber, that is. I'm talking about as far as MMA is concerned, but Demetrius Johnson and Joseph Benavidez went at it, the two best flyweights in the world, for the rematch. And Benavidez had lost a very close decision to Mighty Mouse, the champion Johnson, about a year ago, a year and a half ago. But the bottom line is, this fight was real quick. I mean, like, real quick. I mean, man, Demetrius Johnson, one punch, 2 minutes and 8 seconds into the first bob, boom. I mean, lights out. I never saw he was concussed. Joseph Benavidez, of course, a member of Team Alpha, along with Uriah Faber up there in Sacramento, California. But he was concussed. He was unconscious when he hit the canvas. The canvas basically woke him up. Then he got cracked a couple more times, and the referee stopped the fight. 208 of the first round, still the world flyweight champion, and probably one of the best, if not the best, technical fighter in the UFC, top two or three. I mean, Demetrius Johnson is an amazing athlete. Unfortunately, he's too small to move up to any of the other weights to challenge any of the other guys. I mean, like, Uriah Faber towers over him at 135. Speaking of Uriah Faber, second round, as my man Zach Young calls it, a boa constrictor guillotine choke. 3 minutes and 22 seconds into this three-round fight, it was in the second round. Man, I mean, Faber was striking well. He was moving well. He looked fantastic. You couldn't look any better. I mean, he really looked good. I was saying to myself, man, Uriah's like, turn back the clock here. And he's fighting 135 pounds, okay, which is a struggle. Making the weight for him, this is what, and I've explained this time and time again, you might think I'm being redundant, okay? But musicians, people like Tower of Power, people like Carlos Santana, they've told me that they would play music for free, but they have to get paid to travel to like 70 cities in 75 days and things like that. And when you got to go on tour and things like that, you get paid to travel. They'll play the music for free, but you got to pay them for their traveling. Okay, and that's sort of the way it is. Uriah Faber now on top, getting ready to go after somebody at 135. There's two champions right there. One's an interim champion. One's a regular champion. One hasn't been fought in a long time because of injuries. We'll see what happens there. But the bottom line is Uriah Faber knocking on the door, knock, knock, knocking on the bantamweight door at 135 pounds in the world of mixed martial arts. This after stopping Michael McDonald in the second round with that guillotine choke. Chad Mendes was the winner on the card as well, won a unanimous nod over Nick Lentz, and that wasn't so surprising. The scores were 30-27 twice and 29-28. And in the lightweight match, Joe Lauzon defeated Max Zenwick and Denzik, and that was sort of predicted. Unanimous nod, 30-27 across the board. Some other fighters were won on the card: Ryan LaFleur, Edison Barboza, Bobby Green, Zach Markowski, Sam Stout, Abel Trujillo, and the online Facebook fight. And I knew they would give me a name like this, Altipikin Azikilic. How's that? He was a winner as well. Of course, we are 7 days away from UFC 168. That's right. I'm talking about the World Middleweight Championship, man. We're going to get it on a second time. Talking about Chris Weidman, the undefeated World Middleweight Champion out of upstate New York. The real deal, folks. He can do it all. He's a monster. He's strong. He's got a wrestling base to him. I mean, that's where it all started, with this wrestling base. But he's learned how to strike. He's got some boxing ability, as was indicated, as was illustrated in that last fight with Anderson Silva. Of course, their first fight when he took the title away from him this summer. I mean, he knocked Anderson out. Out. Sleep. Good night. You're knocked out. I mean, Silva said in the post-fight interview that he didn't even want a rematch. You know, he was going to let, you know, Chris enjoy the championship. He didn't want a rematch. You know why he said that? You know why he said that right then and there? Because I think he believed down deep in his heart that he could never beat this guy. The guy's just too strong for him, too fast for him, too well-developed for him, and he hits too hard. You put all those, and he's younger. Put all that together with, man, it's like it's a recipe for defeat. And Anderson Silva's been around now, what is he, 37 years old? He's been around a long time. I mean, especially, I mean, some guys say, well, you know, 37 is not that old for MMA. You got guys like Randy Couture went to 44. Randy Couture is like George Foreman in boxing. He is the exception to the rule for the most part, okay? You know, Uriah's still going. I think he's 33 now. And when guys get up there, you know, they can have a good fight one night, and the next night, boom, they could be old. They can get old, they get stale, have a bath night, and career's over. That's just the way it is. That's what Father Time does to you. Okay, but I just don't see Anderson Silva coming back in this rematch. I mean, I wish him the best of luck. I hope it's a good fight. I hope everybody gets their money's worth when they purchase this fight on UFC 168 on pay-per-view. But the bottom line is, I can't see Anderson Silva becoming world middleweight champion again, not with Chris Weidman being the champion. I just can't see it. Not the fact that Weidman beat him once. Yes, that has a lot to do with it. But I'm looking at all the skills, because remember, I was the one that picked Weidman to win unanimously, overwhelmingly. People thought I was crazy. People thought I was on drugs, saying that Weidman was going to beat Anderson Silva and beat him decisively, maybe stop him. People saying, "What are you, nuts? What are you, I'm getting emails. Are you high?" No, I wasn't high. I looked at the two fighters. I looked at the pedigree, the wrestling background of Chris Weidman. I think he was NCAA runner-up wrestling champion, something like that. I mean, he was an incredible, well-decorated amateur champion. Okay, he's learned his jiu-jitsu. He's learned how to strike. He's learned how to box. He's strong. He takes a decent shot. He will be the middleweight champion of the world come 1 week from tonight when they fight in Las Vegas at UFC 168. Weidman was the undefeated, now 10-0. He's only been taken off his feet one time. That was by Anderson Silva. That was it. That was it. Never even been off his feet. Ain't going to happen. Anderson Silva's not beating him in the rematch. Another rematch on the card has suicidal implications on it. At least one of the participants said so. Talk about Miesha Tate. Young lady is a pretty good fighter. I mean, she's got it all, but she's like number two or number three to the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey. Of course, rowdy Ronda Rousey, who we heard that clip about her talking about Chris Cyborg Santos coming into this segment where she referred to Cyborg Santos and said she could shoot horse semen, meaning steroids in both eyeballs. She doesn't care as long as she makes the weight to fight her. Okay, well, that fight is going to happen possibly in 2014, but they're going to have to come to some contractual agreement on weight because I don't know if Cyborg can make 135. And, you know, Ronda says, well, you know, if she was on steroids making 145, she can get off the steroids and come down and make 135. Well, sometimes that's easier said than done. But Chris Cyborg Santos, if ever somebody looks like they need a shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's Chrissy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking UFC 168, of course, the semi-main event, undefeated Ronda Rousey. What is she, 7-0 now? 7 submissions. Nobody's ever gotten out of the first round with her. Never gotten out of the first round with her. That's amazing. Think about that. Nobody's ever gotten out of the first, and she is, of course, the women's bantamweight 135-pound champion of the UFC. The most, I think she's the most prolific fighter in MMA today. People laugh when I say that. I was saying that like a year ago, year and a half ago, people were laughing at me. Now she doesn't even have time to do shows like mine. She's doing like the Tonight Show and HBO and HBO specials and Sports Illustrated, and I think she was in Playgirl 1 month. The girl's fine. She's athletic. She talks the talk. She sort of reminds me of a combination of Ric Flair, the wrestler, and Muhammad Ali, the boxer, as far as her gift of gab is concerned. So she can do great stand-up. She's fantastic with her vocal skills. And I think that Miesha Tate is going to be, you know, another victim of that armbar. Miesha Tate said, as far as the suicidal tendencies I referred to earlier, Miesha said that she'll put a gun to her head if she gets caught in another armbar. Well, I'm just hoping there aren't any guns in her bag in her dressing room, because when she gets back to her dressing room, she might be reaching for a gun. Because I think Rousey's going to win with this armbar. Rousey gets this armbar on anybody. She got it on Viktor Chinian, the boxer. She's got it on several men. She gets this armbar on you. That's all she really rolls for, is this armbar. That's her preferred gun. You know, like some professional assassins, like a .22 caliber, you know, pistol. You know, she's got the armbar. Okay, 7 people. 7 wins. Nobody got out of the first round. Will Miesha Tate make it to the second round? I guess that's really the big question here. I don't think it was a question of whether Miesha Tate winning or not. Misha's good looking. They put on a good show this year on The Ultimate Fighter, season 17 or season 8, season 18. I mean, I thought they put on a great show, and I thought both women are articulate. Both women look good. Both women can fight. But guess what? There can only be one winner between these two, and I just can't see anybody but Ronda Rousey winning this fight. Josh Barnett wrote on my wall out here. Who the hell gave me this? Who was the idiot that gave me this pen? Oh, yeah, Pedro. Anyway, we have an autograph wall here at the Sports Byline Studios. Anyway, Barnett was in here about 6-7 months ago. And, of course, he's taking on Travis Brown. This is a good fight. You know, Josh Barnett is one of those guys that people thought would never come back to the UFC because he had the steroid issues, and then he had the issues with Dana White. You know, and then when Strikeforce was bought up by the UFC, by the Zuffa sports company, the parent company of the UFC, when the Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta, and along with Dana White, and they have a partner in for 13%, I think it's the Dubai government. But when they bought Strikeforce, they got the contract to Josh Barnett. Well, I didn't think that they were going to do a whole lot with Josh Barnett. But guess what? Josh Barnett's come back, and he's won some fights. I mean, people thought he was finished, especially after that loss to Daniel Cormier down there in San Jose for the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship. I mean, that was a resounding loss. I mean, he lost every round. He got lit up like a White House Christmas tree, okay? But he's come back. He showed that he's rededicated himself. He's not on any juice that they're catching him on, okay? And the bottom line is Travis Brown's going to have his hands full next week when he hooks up with Josh Barnett as the runner-up, the co-feature there. Of course, the main event is going to be Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva. Co-main event, Ronda Rousey, Miesha Tate. Special attractions, Josh Barnett, Travis Brown, Jim Miller. Jim Miller is a good-looking fighter. He's a lightweight. Taking on Fabricio Camoas and Dustin Poirier taking on Diego Brandao. That is the main card of UFC 168. Of course, the preliminary card, which starts on Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 1, formerly the Speed Channel on your cable channels, Chris Laban. Wasn't he like in the Ultimate Fighter 1, like 10, 12 years ago or something like that? I think he was. Take down Uriah Hall. I think Uriah's going to take the old man to school and flunk him out. Leeson DuBose on the card, taking on Michael Johnson. Dennis Seaver is going to take on Manvel Gamburian. And John Howard is going to meet, another one of these names, Salar Bahadurazad. Yeah, that's pretty close. William McCardo taking on Bobby Volker and Robbie Peralta and Esteban Paradov. Now, March the 14th. Is it March the 14th? I believe it is. We're talking about the rematch. I mean, a big fight. We're talking of Josh Thompson. He's going to be coming in here in a few weeks, and we'll spend some time with him. But he's going after the lightweight championship or the interim lightweight championship when he takes on Benson Henderson, the former champion, okay? Benson, of course, a loser to Anthony Pettis this year on a submission, a very surprise in some people's minds, but not in the minds of MMA insiders, because a lot of them thought that, you know, Pettis having a previous submission win over Henderson, whether Henderson was the world lightweight champion or not, 155 pounds, that Pettis had his number. And Pettis did seem to have his number. Pettis is one of the hardest kickers I've ever seen. He kicks you hard. He will leave bruises on your hips, your legs. He is a hard, hard kicker, okay? And I think that, you know, he's got a torn ACL or some knee or some leg tendon issues, and he's going to be out for a while. So Benson Henderson and Josh Thompson are going to hook it up in the meantime. And Josh has got a great chance here. Josh is sort of like his last hurrah as far as fighting for the championship is concerned. He was going to get a title fight a few months ago. Didn't happen. Okay, now he's going to get a title because, you know, Pettis got hurt. So now he's going to get a shot, I guess, at the interim title with Benson Henderson, the former champion. And, you know, Josh, this is it, man. I mean, the clock is ticking. The writing is on the wall. This is probably your last grasp, your last attempt to grasp at a gold belt. This is going to be it. And I think Josh Thompson is going to make the most of it. Now, Benson Henderson, on the other hand, Benson's got concentration problems. And he lacks killer instinct for some reason. I don't like fighters that lack killer instinct. I really do. I don't. I like fighters that go for it. I'm serious. I like fighters that come in, go for it. And once they smell blood, like a shark, once they smell blood, they go for it, okay? Some fighters don't. Benson Henderson, lack of killer instinct. We'll talk about last week's results real quick in the final segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, hello to everybody in Atlanta G and 3WE.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984. With sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did you see My Baby Darlene last night? David Letterman? Yeah, singing her Christmas song. Hall of Fame inductee class of 2012. The great, the unequaled Darlene Love. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget to join us in the Sunday edition. This is a Saturday edition. Sunday edition airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We go for 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Now, fight of the year, no question about that in the world of MMA. I mean, hands down, Gilbert Melendez's win over Diego Sanchez, there could be no greater fight ever, I think, in the world of mixed martial arts as far as my personal watching is concerned. That was just an incredible, incredible match. Even though Sanchez was in control, Gilbert Melendez was in control, Diego Sanchez sat there and fought like a warrior, and what a heart. I hope he got a fantastic bonus. I know he did that night, but that was probably the fight of the year. The upset of the year had to be Chris Weidman taking out Anderson Silva, even though I predicted that Anderson Silva would get taken out. So, upset of the year in everybody's mind but mine. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And I want to end the show on a sad note, folks. My mother, for all intents and purposes, is my mother's sister, Auntie Julie. And she's like 78 years old. And in the last couple of months, she's went downhill like on a ski as far as her health's concerned. And now we're told she's in hospice. She's got 10 days to live. So what can I say? She's the love of my life, and I'd give away 10 years of my life to give her 3 more healthy years. Until next week, much love, Auntie Julie. I love you.